I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. Thank you for listening. I'm Kim Martin, host of your show today and founder of I've Decided. So, do you have a bicycle in your garage that might have a little rust on it that you need to dust off? Or have you been curious about all the amazing, beautiful trails we have in Peoria and where they lead to? Or maybe you need a renewed spirit from your childhood or want to just bring back some of those amazing childhood memories of riding your bike. Does that sound like you? If it does, then you are tuning into the right show today, because we are going to be talking about all about cycling, biking, riding, the trails, and our I've Decided to Ride program that we have available to our community through the I've Decided program. I am super excited. My guest today, of course, our expert riding coach or cycling coach, Heather Fitzenko, is in the house with us today. Hey, Heather.
Woo-hoo. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here today. And most importantly, thank you for coaching our program for the last 3 years. Well, this will be our third year.
This will be our third year. I've enjoyed it.
It's been really awesome.
It's been a lot of fun.
It's been awesome getting to know you. And of course, we have to have someone here to share their success story and all about their I Decided to Ride success story, because we want you to be encouraged and to be inspired. And so I have my good friend, Joyce Day, is here with me, founder of Grow Your Green Family. Joyce, thanks for coming.
Thanks, Kim.
I'm so excited that you're here to share your story and inspire others. And so anyway, so that is what we're going to be talking about today. And so let's just kind of dive right in to our I've Decided to Ride program. Now, this year, Heather, we are going to be doing a beginner and kind of splitting it up with beginner and intermediate rider. So there's going to be two different training sessions. Is that how you're going to do it this year?
That's been the goal in the previous years also. But often people drag somebody along that maybe has a different level of expertise. So we're just going to try to give everybody the best experience that they've gotten and just get them to that 40-mile goal.
So the goal is 20 mile, 30 miles, or 40 miles.
Right.
Now, Joyce, when you decided to sign up last year, did you go all in and say, I'm going for the 40, or were you thinking, well, maybe 20, maybe 30?
Well, initially, I have done 5Ks before, and of course, I've Decided has the sister program, I've Decided to
Run. Yep, our I've Decided to Run program. These are our wellness programs.
Right, so I had run a 5K before, and for some reason, I associated I've Decided to Run as, you know, a great beginner's program for runners, so I thought that the I've Decided to Ride program would be a great, I just thought that the 5K would be similar to the 40-mile ride. Obviously, that's not very logical when you think about 40 miles, but I, for some reason, paired the two together and thought, well, I've run a 5K, and I know what that took, so this program must be pretty straightforward, and they wouldn't give us a goal that's, you know, too big and all this. And so initially, I just thought, oh, I'll just do whatever Heather tells me to do, because Heather and I are friends, and Kim and I both, and we had seen each other at multiple events, and they had asked, you know, suggested at first, have you thought about doing the ride? And then a couple more times of, are you going to do it? And then, you know, it came down to it. And I thought, well, sure, what the heck? You know, I like riding a bike. I have a bike, a nice one, and I don't ride it. So I jumped in, and then the first week or two came, and I rode my first 5 miles in my local neighborhood. And I thought, okay, this is cool. I can do this. And then the next week, it bumped up to 10 miles. And then I thought, oh my gosh, what did I sign up for here? So that second or third week was a big realization. And after that, I thought, oh, there's no way I'll do 40 miles. I'm only going to do 20. I can't commit to 40 miles. That's just, you know, it just felt so far when I was first in that initial getting used to the ride and everything.
You also had a bike that wasn't suitable.
That's true.
So there were some other things that you had to learn, mm-hmm. like proper hydration and having a bike that fits you and inflating your tires all the time. So those are some of the things that a lot of people feel unsuccessful riding a bike just because they don't have the tips mm-hmm. that they need. It's a lot different when you're a kid and you ride your bike in the neighborhood
yes.
and then when you're trying to train for an event like this. But everybody can be successful at it if they have the right tools, the right motivation, the right, So that's, you
if
were the
you can
perfect
ride
example.
Your bike 5 miles, if you're listening to this radio show and you can ride your bike 5 miles, this is a perfect program for you because you can start, like what you were just saying, Joyce, you started at 5 miles. I had not been on a bike since I was a kid. So, Joyce, you were a step ahead of me. Mm-hmm. When I did the program, well, I've done it 2 years in a row, but when I did the program for the first year, I hadn't even been on a bike. In fact, the first time I got on, I fell, right, Heather? my worst fear, I got that over with right away.
Again, it was interesting because Kim and I talked about how to get on and off a bike. And as a kid, you never think about those things. As you're an adult, the ground is a little further away. And we deal with the very basics of getting on and off the bike, of gear changes, of climbing hills. I mean, that's a little more further down the road when you're climbing hills and using your gears. But some of the bike safety, like entering an intersection or putting your helmet on properly. So we deal with safety and, like I said, hydration. If you're not properly hydrated or have enough calories in you, you're gonna feel super fatigued and feel like you're just not a cyclist. You just can't ride a bike, but it's not true. So that's what's a lot of fun when people like Joyce start getting it. And some of the things she posted on Facebook, and I'm jumping ahead to the 40 mile, but at the very end, Joyce's daughter and her husband were sitting there with signs that cheering her on. So it's such a family celebration at the end. It, from day one through the end, it's just,
that
it's really
awesome.
A lot of
your
fun.
Your daughter was just jumping up and down when you came across the finish line. That was so cute. Yeah. And also, too, I know there are a lot of people in our community. I heard this a lot last year, and a couple of people that registered, they go out on the trail, and they only go so far because then they don't know where to go. The trail can be a little confusing, especially when you're trying to get downtown and then cross over the Bob Michael Bridge. And yes, we learn how to cross the Bob Michael Bridge. And I promise you, it is not as scary as you think, because that was my biggest fear. Do you remember that, Heather?
I do remember that.
I never gave it one thought. She kept saying, we're going to ride to Morton. I'm like, yay, I'm so excited. Because when I first moved to Illinois, I lived in Morton. So I thought, how cool will it be to ride a bike from Peoria to Morton? Never gave it a thought. And to one of my friends said, how are you going to get across the river? And I was like, well, I don't know. That's a good question. And so I'm like, I'm going to have to ask Heather. And so at the next training, I was like, how are we going to cross the river? And you said, we're going to go over the bridge. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. No. Count me out. And she was like, oh, you'll be fine. And eventually,
oh, we had such a celebration again when we went across that bridge. Do you remember we took pictures?
Oh,
it's a
my
lot
gosh.
Of fun.
It was so yeah. much fun. And I wasn't the only person fearful of crossing mm-hmm. the bridge. And I know
there's 5 of us.
You know, there's a lot of people listening to the show that might be a fear of yours, too. But I promise you, you don't be afraid, because with a group, with the experts like you and Faye and Sarah and what's Brianna's husband's name?
Tom Moses.
With experts like that to help us, encourage us and teach us the right way to do it, it's not scary. In fact, today I would cross it by myself. I can do it by myself. Would you say the absolutely. Same thing, Joyce? Mm-hmm. Now, were you a little afraid of that at first too?
I was, yeah. And the first few times, so I will, one tip I'll have for people that are trying it. One of the things I did the first couple of weeks, I felt like, oh, I'm so busy, you know, and it's, I live in Bartonville. And so I'll just ride my bike in my area, and taking my bike all the way up to Junction City, it felt like, oh, that's a lot of work to do. But then I was following these guys, and they're posting about how they're crossing the bridge and they're doing these longer rides and they're kind of getting places. And I was intimidated by that. And I just thought, oh, my gosh. But I quickly realized riding those miles, Bartonville, a 5-mile ride in Bartonville pretty much covers the whole circle of the town. So if I'm going to ride 10, 15, 20 miles, I'm going to have to keep circling the town. And it's just not that fun. So then I realized, okay, I really need to get with the group. So I was intimidated about going over the bridge. I thought you guys were crazy that first week I'd seen that you did that. And then these longer rides, but then I did get with the group. I started riding with the group every week, and that made a huge difference. It reduces your intimidation. You're with people who know where they're going. They know what they're doing. I would have never done that. I wouldn't have thought to take my bike and drive it somewhere and ride a trail for 10 or 15 miles. I know people do that, but not people like me. So it was really a great experience.
That's awesome. And really, that's why we created I've Decided to Ride. Because I believe, Joyce, there are a lot of people. I mean, I was like that too. And so I believe there are a lot of others out there like you and I who just need that extra push, need the accountability, needed the encouragement to just help keep us going. And I know the rain, getting afraid of the rain and the storms. And I'll call Heather. I'm like, I don't know if we should go riding. And Heather's like, we're going. Mm-hmm. You're just so brave and bold and fearless when it comes to riding.
I won't take calculated risks. I mean, I won't, you know, unnecessary risk. But we can't shy away from some things because there's workarounds. But I think that's what coaching is seeing in people what they don't see in themselves and motivating them to keep going when they'd otherwise quit. And I know you do that in your curves, so you know what it takes to coach people. Nobody does as much as they're capable of. We all quit short, and that's what coaching does.
Oh, that's such a good analogy, and that's why you need to be in a group. And I was just thinking, Joyce, I probably needed some peppermint oil or something to help my anxiety over a few of the clouds that looked like they were going to be thunderstorms or crossing that bridge. So there are things that you can do, right, to help with that, and just having that support and being a part of the group. I know we made some great friendships out of it. It's amazing the bonds that you build when you're with people, when you're with a group doing something for the first time together. I know Joni and Coral really created a bond. And even Joyce, even though you and mm-hmm. I have known each other for quite a few years, but we really hadn't bonded like we did on a 40-mile ride.
Yes.
I think Joyce was like, finally, she got ahead of me. She's like, I cannot take her talking anymore.
Well, we're both big talkers, so we put away some miles with our chatting. So that's good.
But you do solve problems. I said, you know, they used to say business deals are made on the golf course. Well, I think that there's a lot of business that smart talk that happens on the trail besides the motivation. And I think it's a good place to forge friendships and
yeah.
More.
And there is a great way for you to find out more about the I've Decided to Ride program also. And that is coming to our conference. Girls, we have our conference happening this coming Saturday. Mm-hmm. This Saturday.
Oh, this Saturday.
Yeah, this Saturday, January 20th at the Peoria Civic Center. It's our I've Decided Motivational Leadership Conference Series kickoff. You need to get registered for that. If you haven't, you can register at ivedecided.org and check it out. And if you come to the conference and you register for the ride or our run at the conference, you're going to get a special discount that you would not be able to get outside of the conference. But plus, you are going to get to meet people like Joyce and others who have success stories and ask questions. And of course, meet our expert coach, Heather Fitzenko, and get your questions asked and just get motivated and encouraged and inspired to try something new and get started. This kickoff 2018 on the right foot with the right tribe. Mm-hmm. Right? And then the other awesome part about the ride, too, that we don't want to miss talking about are the clinics that we're going to be offering. And so we don't have the full details on all the clinics, but we are going to offer clinics to teach the basics, like what you were saying. What are some of the things we learn in the clinics about biking, Heather?
Well, we did on safety training, so watching videos and learning about how to handle your bike around other bikes. We did take our bikes out in the parking lot and rode close to each other and rode around cones and gear shifting, getting on and off the bike. We have mechanics on site, so they're going to see you on the bike and see if there's maybe some adjustments that could be made. And
flat tires.
We learned how to change a tire, how to take your tire off, put it back on.
Oh, let's talk about tire pressure. For the first 3 weeks out, Heather checked my tire pressure for me.
That is one of, again, the things that people feel unsuccessful because they think, oh, well, I haven't ridden my bike and I aired it up in the spring, so it's good. But the air will leak out of your tires. So if you don't have your tires properly inflated, then the bike is going to feel more difficult to pedal. And a lot of people just think that they're tired and they're not very physically fit and they can't ride their bike. And the simple solution is air up your tires or check your tire pressure every time you ride. So that's...
Well, there's the ABCs, right? Air. Let's see if I can remember. Brakes. And chain?
The chain, uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah,
make sure the chain is... free of debris and that your brakes are engaged. You don't want to get that bike going and not be able to stop, and you want to make sure your tires are aired properly.
And yeah. Finally, you said, okay, this time you are going to check the air pressure in your tire. I'm done pumping your tire up. I have to say, my husband was quite impressed that when we went to go for a ride that I was airing up my own tires and checking my air pressure. He was like, hey, that's pretty cool. I'm like, I know, I learned this and I've decided to ride.
I recall also the first year that you started talking to other people about things that you were taught. And I can't remember, but you've taken these tools and now you're sharing them with the other people that are riding with you. So
oh,
that's
yeah,
really
yeah,
cool.
Because each year, and that's my goal this year. And I want to hear what your goal for the ride is and what your plans for riding this summer, Joyce, are too. But this year, my goal is to every year so far, I've put my bike away because I bought a bike. But I want to give a shout out to Little Aids. We're very excited to have Little Aids has been sponsoring our I've Decided to Ride program since the beginning, and they've committed to sponsor in 2018 as well. And they always give us a great deal and discounts on bikes and helmets and padded shorts, which you really need if you're going to ride. I learned that you need padded shorts. So I do want to give a shout out to them. They are just great people out there at Little Aids. But anyway, the point is I needed to buy a bike. I didn't even have a bike when I first started. And so the last 2 years, I basically put my bike away when the ride was over. After we did the 20, 30, 40-mile ride, which happens the last Saturday in July, I then just put my bike away, and I didn't ride anymore. And I don't know why. So this year, my goal is to do the program again because I have to do the program again because I haven't been riding, so I need to build back up, right? But to stick with it, to continue to ride. What about you, Joyce?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. And I want to say one thing just quickly, too, about the clinics and about the support that you get. I actually had a mountain bike that I had purchased 15 years ago, and I'd kept it in great shape. It was a really nice bike. But I rode on that the first few weeks, and it's exactly like Heather said. I felt like it was really hard, and I was struggling, and you know, it just felt like it was such a tough workout. But I had these big meaty tires on there that I think were really slowing me down. So I also took advantage of Little Aids being a sponsor of the event and popped over there, and they had a great opportunity for me to trade in my mountain bike and to change to a bike that's more of an intermediate road bike that. Was affordable, a hybrid, mm-hmm. that worked great. It was a whole different story. I mean, equipment, that's the beauty of it. If I had tried to do this on my own, I would have just tried to make it work with the bike that I had. But because I had access to people with real experience, they could look at my bike or look at, it was also holding my body more in a different way that is more conducive to mountain biking, but wasn't very conducive to road biking for 30 or 40 miles.
Right.
So once I switched, I was much more comfortable, and doing that 40 miles became much more doable. And I did do the full 40 miles. I did ride afterwards, but I think my goal is the same or similar to yours, Kim, that, you know, to broaden it. I'm looking forward to spring to get my bike out early and start going. I feel more courageous to just go jump on a trail somewhere, and I would love to do some rides in other areas. I think that'd be great, and bring my family along with me. So.
Yeah, I think you should do that for your team, too.
That's a good idea.
Because congratulations on going diamond in your team, by the way. That's really awesome. So you can tell them all. You can say, look, you got your diamond cup and everything. That's awesome. So you can go back and tell your whole team that in honor of your promotion in your company, that they're all going to go biking with you this summer.
That sounds great. Listen up, everybody.
I think they'll love it, and we'll smell the oils coming, right?
Yes.
Everybody will have on their peppermint, and what else is good for anxiety, or like if you need some energy?
Well, I loved the peppermint. You know, 10, 15, 20 miles into a ride, it gets, you do start to get a little fatigued, or just mentally, it's like, okay, I've been riding now for a while. And so the peppermint was great. You know, I carried a roller bottle with me and just put some on my hands, took some deep breaths. I like to rub it on my earlobes. I know that sounds kind of funny, but you can really smell it there as you're riding, and it made a huge difference. I also had the Terra Shield. These are essential oils that we're talking about, guys, for those of you listening that aren't familiar with Grow Your Green Family or what I do. But the Terra Shield is a natural bug repellent. So that was one that I carried with me to, you know,
keep the bugs away
as you're riding. And then also there's a little all-natural ointment that doTERRA carries called Correct-X. And so I hurt myself a lot sometimes. I had bruises all over my legs or just little scrapes and things like that here as you're out, you know, riding. And so I carried that in my little backpack with my water pack so that I could, you know, use my ointment as I needed to. So
Joyce was our trail doctor. She shared her ointment or her oils.
I love it. It's awesome. Yeah. She's always got amazing oils. I have to say, I love peppermint is probably one of my favorite oils. I'm diffusing it in my house right now just because I just love the smell of peppermint. I really love it. Well, we kind of sidebarred there, but that's good. It's good product. It's good information. And the point is, you know, don't be afraid that you can't do it. You can do this. You just need a great support group, which you will have through the I've Decided to Ride program. And, you know, if you're already a rider and you're thinking about running, do want to give a shout out to our run coaches, to Don and Michael Helgeson. They are our expert run coaches. They might feel sad if we don't talk just a little bit about the run program. So if running is something that you've always had a goal or a dream of doing, we have an I Decided to Run 2018 program where it's kind of a bundle package. We're really excited about that. You're going to get several runs included in your training, a 10-week training, and then other runs. And then, of course, I've decided to run my first 5K. My first 5K will happen in June. And you can find out all about the run and the ride and the Motivational Leadership Conference that's happening this Saturday, January 20th at the Peoria Civic Center. You can find out all the details on that on January 20th. At ivedecided.org. You can find out all the details that you need to know about our activities and events that we are hosting in the community. And, you know, that's what we do with I've Decided. Our goal is to help you be successful. In fact, our mission, our purpose is your success. We want to provide you with the resources and everything that you need to be successful. And we have a list of resources on the website. We have 60 business members who are part of I've Decided, and they're out there as resources on our website, so you can take a look at who you would meet at the conference. And of course, Joyce, I love that you are a business member of I've Decided, and you've really supported us, and as like being a part of the ride as well was an awesome thing that you did, and with your Grow Your Green family, and of course your essential oils that we all love so much. And so that's really awesome. You can find Joyce on the resource page and also meet Joyce. Yes. At the conference this Saturday.
Come say hi. I'm very, very social.
You are. And are you going to have anything special, any special giveaways at your booth at the conference on Saturday?
Of course. We will have some giveaways, some door prizes. We will have so a few things available for purchase. I know, you know, you hear something like this or you've been thinking about it for a while and you come to the conference. Maybe you want to take something home with you. We'll have a few things there. But then we always have events and webinars and classes and things like that. And then we'll be sharing with you if you want to jump in and learn more later on.
That's awesome. And of course, you'll get to meet Heather, our ride coach, our expert. I like to put expert because she is an expert rider. Heather, how long, you said you've been riding most of your life then?
I do say I've been riding a bike since I was 6 years old, which is when I got my first Huffy Powder Puff bike when I was a kid.
That's great.
I had lots of bikes since then, but seriously riding about 10 years, I guess, with a road bike. And it's just a childhood joy. I was telling them I can't think of anything else from my childhood that brings me joy that is acceptable to continue in my adulthood, like chasing a ice cream truck or having a water balloon fight. But riding a bike is a joy that I bring from my childhood, and I continue this day when I take off out of my driveway on my bicycle. I just really enjoy it. And I thoroughly enjoy seeing other people experience that joy when we learn to ride on I've Decided to Ride.
Awesome. And we're going to be giving out some I've Decided to Ride and I've Decided to Run water bottles at the conference. So be sure to pick up one of those when you're there. And just, you know, think about doing something different. I think that's where I got excited. When I met you, Heather, I'll just share this really quick. We met at a Women in Leadership luncheon, and I was so inspired because I'm a runner and you're a rider, and I've never ridden a bike. As I said, I hadn't ridden a bike since I was a kid. And I started thinking I should learn how to ride a bike. This was before we even started the I've Decided to Ride program. And so I started sitting next to you. Remember?
I do remember.
I started stalking you and sitting next to you at all the lunches. And for several months, we talked about it. We talked about riding, and not about a ride program. We weren't there yet, but just about me going out riding with you and learning how to ride. And so you just connecting to somebody that is already doing what it is that you desire to do. I think that's the point I'm trying to make. Everybody, whatever it is that you want to do, you got to connect to the people who can help you.
Mm-hmm.
The experts that have been down the path that can give you the experience and the inspiration and the motivation to be successful. And so you inspired me. So thank you.
Thank you. That's sweet.
That's awesome. And then I begged you to be our coach and you said yes. Actually, I don't think I had to beg you.
You didn't beg me. You inspired me. You inspired me and you motivated me to decide to do something that scares me or that I've wanted to do, which I don't know if I wanted necessarily to coach, but somehow you just pulled it out of me and I said, let's do it.
You set the
and
stake.
Here we are.
You stepped the stake in
I
the ground.
Did. Despite all types of challenges and stuff, I decided to do it, and I'm so glad I did. It's been a great experience, and this year's just going to be better.
Yeah, because we also, real quick, shout out to Pure Willman, too.
Illinois Valley Willman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sorry about that. Illinois Valley Willman, because they really support us in what we're doing. I mean, really big time.
There's a big bike community here in Peoria. Bike Peoria also.
Bike Peoria.
Peoria Bicycle Club. So the whole bike community supports this effort.
Yes, and we want to help them grow. We want to grow the biking community in the Peoria and surrounding area. That's our goal. Mm-hmm. We want to see those paths filled with bikes and runners. You know, we need to get, we got beautiful trails. Mm-hmm. I think they're even making some even doing more, adding more and updating them as we grow. So we got to get out and learn how to run, learn how to ride so that we can take advantage of our beautiful trails. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Joyce, thank you so much for being here on the I've Decided Radio Show today. I really appreciate it.
It was my pleasure.
Appreciate you being a part of our business community and a resource for all the people in the community to help them live green and live a healthier life. So hopefully you're going to meet some of these listeners. They'll come up to you at the conference next Saturday and say hi and let you know that they heard you on the radio. That'd be great. Give her a shout out.
That would be fun.
And Heather, thanks again for all your help with coaching and for being on the radio show today. I really appreciate
it. Thank you. I enjoyed it.
And thank you guys for listening and for supporting our efforts and what we're doing in the community to encourage, inspire, and motivate you to be brave and be bold and do something exciting. And I look forward to seeing you at the conference on Saturday. Get your tickets today, and we'll be with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?